Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join InClub or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th. See Club for details.
Alexander Hamilton, Aaron Burr. If you're a history lover or a musical lover, you probably know about both Hamilton and Burr's rise to power in the early stages of American history and their infamous duel. But what if you didn't know the full story? What if one of them was a werewolf? White Rocket Entertainment proudly presents a 48-page full-color comic book, Hamilton vs. Burr, A Werewolf Tale. Written by Jared Albrecht, the yard sale artist, art by Nate Niles, colors by Ace Wheely and Ken Solomon, letters by Percival Constantine, and edited by Johanna Albrecht. Hamilton vs. Burr, A Werewolf Tale. Available digitally on Kindle and Comics Central, C-O-M-I-X Central. Prefer a print copy? Hamilton vs. Burr, A Werewolf Tale, along with my other published works, are available at theyardsaleartist.bigcartel.com. That's theyardsaleartist.bigcartel.com. Or you can buy it directly from me, creator Jared Albrecht, the yard sale artist, at any of my Comic-Con appearances. Hamilton vs. Burr, A Werewolf Tale. Get your copy today. You won't regret it. Don't take my word for it. Here's what Ming Chen from AMC's TV series Comic Book Men had to say about it.
I really enjoyed it. A lot of great werewolf scenes in here. A lot of great... this is how I wish history would be told to kids. Books like Hamilton vs. Burr, A Werewolf Tale.
That's Hamilton vs. Burr, A Werewolf Tale.
Welcome to the Delvin Cox Experience, the podcast in which each week I'm on a one-man mission to unite our culture through diversity. I'm your host, Delvin Cox, and with me this week from the Rusted Robot Podcast, we have my man, Sean. How you doing, brother?
I'm great. How are you guys? How are you doing today, bud?
Good, good, good. As always, we like to start the podcast off with the 5 for 5. 5 questions, 5 answers to get the ball rolling. Sean, are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, question number one. What's the best album you listened to this past year?
The best album I've listened to this past year? You know what? I have to say that it's the new album from Kesha.
She has a new album this year?
Huh. Yeah. I think it was last year it came out. What the heck is it called? It's the one... the praying song on it. I wasn't going to buy the thing, and I was just at Walmart, and I needed to pick something up for a road trip, and that was there in the aisle, and I was like, oh, I'll give that a shot, and it's actually really, really good.
Okay, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. I like the choice. Okay, question number two. What's your favorite movie you've seen so far in 2018?
Ooh, favorite movie I've seen so far. I don't want to go for the obvious answer and say Avengers, but it just might be the Avengers with Black Panther as a close tie, or maybe even Black Panther was better than Avengers. It's a toss up.
I think I might agree with you on that one.
It's hard to distinguish, right?
Yeah, those both are two excellent movies. So I might want to agree with you on that one. Okay, question number three. What's the dumbest thing you've done as a kid?
Dumbest thing I've done as a kid? Probably asking a girl out over the phone and she didn't know who I was.
That's a little weird. You have to explain that. How did that happen?
We were in high school together. It was grade 9. So I was,
13? A little more weirder.
Yeah, 13, 14. And we were in several classes together and thought she was cute. So I found her number in the phone book and I called her and she didn't know who I was. So
did you explain to her that y'all in the same class?
Yep. And we'd been in the same class for 2 or 3 months and she still didn't know who I was.
Ooh, that's bad. Yeah. She didn't ask how you got her number?
No, I know.
Jesus Christ. That's something that definitely couldn't happen today. Oh my God.
No, I don't even think about it now, so.
Well, not even just for the phone book fact. They would be like, with this generation, they'd be trying to get rid of you.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. That was embarrassing as well. So,
yeah, definitely. Okay, question number four. What's the smartest thing you've done as an adult?
Ooh, smartest thing I've done as an adult. That's a hard question. Maybe the obvious answer is leaving a relationship that wasn't healthy. But how about starting a podcast and talking to people all over the world?
That's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
That's a really good one, actually. And question number five. What is the geekiest thing you think you own?
Oh, I own a lot of geeky things, so that's a toss-up. Let's go with the Terminator arm that I bought. It's half-scale endoskeleton.
So the arm from Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, yes. The replica of Arnold's arm.
That's pretty cool. Actually, I saw someone was selling that. I don't know if it came like a Blu-ray or something like that.
I don't know. I got it from Big Bad Toy Store about 10 years ago.
Okay. Because I saw it recently and I was thinking about getting it. I don't remember where I saw it was. It was either some type of promotion for something, but they were selling it. Now I wish I would have got it.
Pretty geeky, but it's also pretty cool.
Definitely. So how's it going, man? Let everybody know what your podcast is, for one thing, for those who don't know who you are.
For sure. If people don't know who I am, my name's Sean, and I host two podcasts. The first one that I started 4.5 years ago is called The Rusted Robot Podcast. It's all about geeky culture, pop culture, collectibles, robots, science fiction, movie reviews, you know, general geekery that pretty much there's a million podcasts out of there. I hosted it for the first 2 years with my wife, and then we split up and I got a different co-host.
Wow, that's an interesting thing to happen.
Yeah. At least. if you've listened to the Rusted Robot from the very beginning, there's been a lot of changes throughout the 4.5 years. A lot of things have happened in my life. So last summer, I started up the Soul Forge podcast, which is just hosted by me. Sometimes I do guest shows, but basically I talk about things I've learned, stupid things I've done because of girls. And when I interview people, I try to learn something I've never experienced before.
That's a good idea for a podcast. It's a lot like this one. This one's more interview oriented, though. But yeah, I try to learn something I never learned from people before, and things like that. And I think that's pretty cool that you have two podcasts like that.
And they're nothing alike. So the one allows me to get my geek on, and the other one allows me to be more introspective and philosophical.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
So, Rusted Robot, how did you come up with the idea and even the name for it?
It took me a long time. What I wanted to do was actually open up a comic book shop that sold comics and t-shirts and toys and model supplies building kits, but I never had it. But I wrote down a list of about 30 or 40 names, and the Rusted Robot just like the coolest name. So when the store idea needed a name for a podcast, that fit.
That's a good name. So what was the process like of going through something so dramatic as I started my podcast with a significant other that I cared about at the time. Mm-hmm. Things change. We split up. I keep the podcast. She's going new host.
Yeah. So let's see. We'll go back. We got married in 2012. We thought of doing a podcast together in 2013. We talked out ideas, formats, and researched a little bit. And then January 1st, 2014, we launched the podcast and just started talking about stuff. We had no idea what we were doing, but we loved it. I think I loved it more than she did. And then a year and a half later, we split up. We tried to keep doing the podcast. And we did that for maybe 2 or 3 months after the split, but it was too difficult. So I stopped doing it for about 4 months. I just gave up, stopped podcasting.
Wow.
But I hated the fact that I wasn't podcasting anymore because I missed it. So I talked to a buddy, and he said he'd be willing to be a co-host. And it's been 2.5 years since he's been on the show.
Wow, that's interesting to say the least, that you guys made the conscious decision to continue the podcast even though you were separated. That's kind of, that had to be hard.
It was super hard because in the original formation, what we would do is we'd podcast, we'd record the episode, and we'd like make out and stuff, and then I'd go edit the thing. And then we broke up, and that didn't happen anymore, so it was just a lot of awkward silences. And she wouldn't do it every week, so I had to do solo shows, which were just horrible. It was just me talking about how much I missed her. So
wow, that's rough, man.
It was probably one of the most brutal things I've ever gone through.
Wow, man! But
just shut the podcast down. I should have done, but I kept going.
And to your credit, it's still going today. So you came out of it.
I did. It was a rough go. She wrecked me emotionally pretty badly, but still going.
That's a blessing, man. You know, I always say that relationships are always rough, and even more rougher when you realize it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I think every man and woman, for that matter, can relate to that when you're kind of at the end of the relationship and you realize, like, not only is it not going to work, but then you come to the realization that we built all this stuff together and these things have to be divided.
That's it. So I got the podcast and she got the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Not sure which one was better trade, but I've had a few longtime listeners follow me throughout from the very beginning, all the way through all the changes and even into the new podcast. So they've seen me through a lot of different experiences and emotions.
Well, yeah, that's what I like about podcasting. It's, in so many ways, podcasting is like the truest form of yourself.
It is, because you can't really hide. You're doing it an hour a week, if not more, and your real personality over time just shines, right?
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Like, a lot of people who listen to my podcast know me better than some of my family members know me.
Yeah, for sure. And I bet your family and friends don't always listen to your podcast, right?
None of my family or friends listen to my podcast at all.
Right. Did they get tired of you talking about the thing?
It's not even that. I just think that when they hear, and you could probably relate to this, when I'm a guy who likes video games, I'm a guy who likes geeky stuff, and mm-hmm. when they hear that, oh, you're doing a podcast, that's the first thing they kind of jump to. They don't realize that there's more layers to my podcast. And even when I tell them, hey, this person's on the podcast, they're like, oh, whatever. They don't really take time to listen.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, that's the short way of saying it. Nobody cares.
And at the beginning, people would check it out and maybe share the links, but as time has gone on and I share the links, nobody even cares less. Nobody comments. No, nobody shares the links. It's my podcast, the internet masses who we actually haven't met in person who actually care more.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Like, it's crazy how that works, because you'll go to your family and try to tell them about it and they'll kind of almost brush it off. But then strangers who you barely know, you basically learn who they are from the internet.
Yes.
Will be your ride or die fans.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, there goes Delvin talking about his stupid podcast, right?
Yeah, in so many ways. Yeah, it is. The only time I don't really get that is when it comes to like my nephews and like the younger crowd. They kind of get it and they kind of
fall behind
it.
Yeah, because I'll talk about, guess what I was talking about on the podcast this week. We don't care. So, yeah,
it's sad. Definitely. Yeah, it sucks, but you're building a name for yourself in other ways, and it's kind of better that you're doing it that way.
Well, so you just keep going.
Yeah, definitely. So what type of geeky, nerdy stuff you cover on the Rusty Robot?
Mostly, my biggest thing is Star Trek.
I heard that.
Yeah, so I'm always talking about the upcoming shows or the casting news.
You like Discovery, right?
I do.
I haven't watched that yet. I want to get into it. It looks exciting.
It is. It's really well put together. There are some flaws, of course, and then you're not going to satisfy all the fans. Like my co-host watched Past Five because he hated it.
Yeah, I heard that. He said it made him visibly sick.
Right. Yeah, he's that. That's the thing. Him and I don't agree on everything, but it makes for an interesting dynamic on the show.
Yeah, definitely. When I was listening, I noticed that. But it's always cool to have somebody who doesn't follow your views. Like one of the podcasts I do a podcast called The Skyward Cast, and my podcasting partner name is Joey Craig, and he's a lot younger than me. I'm 38. He's probably, I want to say he's 27, something like that.
Okay, yeah, that's a difference.
So when I start giving references about things, he has no clue what I'm talking about whatsoever.
Oh, of course.
Like, it is crazy, because there's things that I would think that anybody would know. Like, for example, I gave a reference recently about the movie They Live.
Yep, that's one of my favorites.
Exactly. And he had no clue what I was talking about. I literally had to explain to him what the movie was and what it was about and the big fight scene in They Live.
Oh, that's sad. That's Roddy Piper. That's 1988. It's the sunglasses. It's the aliens. You can only see what the subliminal message is.
Yep.
It's the 5-minute knock 'em out fight with, what was the guy's name?
Keith David. David Keith.
Yeah, David Keith. Keith David, that guy with the two first names.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it's a 5-minute fight just to put on a pair of shades for 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Great movie. Fantastic movie. That, if I'm correct, that was made by
John Carpenter.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. John Carpenter, who made classic movies like The Thing and Big Trouble Little China and all those other movies I love.
Yeah. And the guy didn't know what the reference was.
Not a single clue. He didn't know about that. He didn't know what Big Trouble Little China was.
Man.
Yeah, I'm like, you're missing out on great movies. I think, and it's funny, we recently had a conversation. He was like, oh, I remember what it was. We recently had a conversation about Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. I was telling him that The Predator was originally an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yes.
And he was like, the only Predator he saw was Aliens versus Predator.
Man, what's wrong? That's
the only one you saw? And on top of that, he was like, he only knows Arnold Schwarzenegger from like Jingle All the Way.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm like, so you didn't see none of these other movies that people know and love Arnold Schwarzenegger from like The Terminator or True Lies, Terminator 2, The Predator, Running Man. No, he hadn't seen any of them.
That's just sad. I've got all those movies sitting on my shelf. I'm looking at it right now.
I do too. I was baffled by it.
Oh, that younger generation, hey, they're all doomed.
Yeah. So what kind of pop culture things besides Star Trek that you like?
You name it. I like comic book movies. I love Babylon 5. Have you ever seen the TV series Babylon 5?
I started watching it. I haven't gotten to it yet because there's so much stuff to watch now.
Yes, there is. You can never catch up. So yeah, Babylon 5. I like Star Wars. I'm not super into it as some people are, but I've watched them all. I love them. They're great. What else? I don't read a lot of comic books, but I have them. I read them once in a while. I just watched seasons of Van Helsing on Netflix in 3 days, all 26 episodes.
Oh, that's cool.
That was really good. I wasn't expecting much, but it was awesome. Almost finished season 2 of Luke Cage. 2 more episodes to go.
What did you think of that so far?
Oh, man, it's amazing.
I enjoy it a lot.
And it's way better than season 1, and season 1 was fantastic.
I agree. Did you get to episode 10 yet?
I did. I watched episode 11 last night.
Okay.
More to go.
What did you think of episode 10?
What happened in episode 10?
Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah, the two of them together? Yes. And you see, I loved the Iron Fist TV series while most people hated it, but okay. I thought it was fun.
I didn't like the TV series, but the way they did him in Luke Cage was so much better.
Yes, I think they were using that episode to rehab the character.
Yeah, it was so much better done. I've been saying it all over Twitter. Like, if you don't like Iron Fist, watch that Luke Cage episode. It's so good.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome.
So definitely. So let's get into the Soul Forge podcast. Let everybody know what. Let's get into that. What do we mostly talk about on that podcast?
Oh, geez. What do I talk about? Well,
it's a solo podcast. That's very interesting.
Yeah, that's Rusted Robot is usually about an hour per episode, and Soul Forge is anywhere from 20 minutes to half an hour. And when I first started, I thought it would be a good way to talk about almost like self-therapy, talk about my history, talk about things that people don't like to talk about or bring up, and I would talk about them, get them out in the open, hopefully start a dialogue and get a conversation going with people. But nobody's emailed me to respond to any of my stuff. But I get occasional comments on Facebook.
We got to change that. We got to get people. What's your email? Soulforgepodcast, right?
Yeah, soulforgepodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, soulforgepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. Gmail him any questions or comments or concerns you may have.
Yeah, yeah. Like at the beginning, I talked about my relationship history. All the girls I had dated. I've talked about all the people that I've lost in my life, either through bad relationship decisions or through death. I've talked about silly things that piss me off. I've talked about pop culture on there. I've interviewed a girl named Meta Terra from San Diego, who's all into the Earth Mother Goddess type stuff. I interviewed a rapper from Australia named Muggsy who wants to become the Australian Eminem.
This sounds like my type of podcast.
Yeah, it's totally random. It's basically the opening narration is I'm your host, Sean, and I'm going to talk about sex and dating, memories, loss, pretty much anything that goes. It's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds, so get ready for life, the universe, and everything. And I'll talk about whatever on that.
I'm into that. I like that. It sounds cool.
It's more philosophical, and it comes out every Thursday if I can. Yeah, pretty consistently every Thursday. Episode 55, Thursday, the 28th of June. I don't know when your episode will come, but.
Okay. So let me ask you, how hard is it for you to be so open on a podcast?
It's brutally difficult sometimes. Because I have a audience here, right? And do I really want to bring all these particular subjects? Like, for instance, I've been in this town for 15 years. And in episode, I think, 39, I talked about the that brought me here. Because I moved to this town because of I talked about how bad a person that was And I probably gave much information about the kind of person she is. And so she messaged me on Facebook and basically bitched me out.
I'm going to ask that question next.
Yep. So episode 40 was me talking about her feedback and inviting her to come on the show. And we would do an interview, and she could have her perspective given to the audience, but she never contacted me.
I always find it interesting how, I don't want to say revisionist history, but how you interpret things, mm-hmm. how the other person interprets things, and how the truth kind of lays in the middle.
Exactly. And that's what I said on the follow-up episode. I said, the way I said things is from my own perspective. It's my own memories, things that I've heard from people. And it may not be her truth, but it's my truth. I remember it. So everything's up to interpretation.
Yeah. When you said that, the first thing I thought of, and don't get offended by this, because I'm not talking about you in any sort of way or form, but the Chris Hartwick situation.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, because it's interesting how her situation, the situation going on now, which she has her point of view of how their relationship went. Mm-hmm. And he's denying it, but everything's being taken away from him for it.
Yes, yes.
And whether I believe either one of them or not, that's not the point, but we're falling into an age where it's almost like a witch hunt, where you can just say what you want to say and it just becomes fact.
That's right. Yeah. So, and that's what that episode really was. It was me talking about my relationship history with a particular person at a particular time in my life and what I learned from it. That's what I try to do in shows, is talk about something and then express what I've learned as well.
That's a good way to handle things. That's a good way for therapy, period, in a way, because you get to kind of let it off your chest and how you feel about things, and
yeah,
let the cards fall where they may.
Exactly. Yep. So that was the most feedback that I've received. Didn't get as much feedback from the follow up episode. People were like, "Oh, that's just you covering your ass," kind of a thing. But it wasn't. It was just me explaining what had happened and why I had said what I had said in the other episode.
Well, I don't like the whole "that's you covering your ass" type thing, because, like I said, like I just said earlier, it's always three sides to a story, really.
Exactly. It's
your side, her side, and the truth, which kind of lies somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's easy for a person to say, "Yes, you covered your ass," but at the same time, she may have brought up some things that you didn't remember, or you just started bringing up things that you didn't remember, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was, and the thing I find when doing these podcasts is say something, edit the show later, and it'll come out, and then people will bring it up to me and they'll say, "You know what you said?" And I'll listen back to it and I'll be like, "Okay, I can see why it might be interpreted a certain way." So when you're talking, it's just me and it's me in the room by myself. So I have.
Well, you just say something.
Yeah. So it's just whatever comes out, and I don't always realize how other people are going to see it.
Yeah, that's crazy to say the least, but I think it's interesting, and I'm actually fascinated that you are taking these steps in terms of just laying it all out on the podcast. So the Soul Forge is more a personal podcast. How did you come up with that name? Is it because of your bearing your soul in a sense?
It took a long time. I wanted something that would kind of talk the deep inner life of people, and I thought maybe life-ish, and then the tagline would be "Go fix yourself," you know. I had like a list of 15-20 different things, and that just seemed to pop for me. I don't think it's the most maybe descriptive, but it's your soul, and we put it on the forge, and we talk about life, and we hammer it out, and see what happens, see what's built, see what's created.
Okay, so do you have any ideas of future guests you might want to have on that podcast? Maybe like somebody who's like a motivational speaker or somebody like that?
I actually have. I don't know if you remember Extreme Makeover from maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I had Kinney Corder on. She lives in or around Atlanta, Georgia. And she was famous for a short time, and now she's a financial therapist, and I had her on.
That's interesting. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, she was fascinating. It was like an hour-long conversation, and it felt like we had known each other for years. She was that kind of girl.
That's definitely cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. And basically what happens is I just come out with episodes, and sometimes people contact me to be on the show.
That's also cool. So you've gotten some people just to contact you to come on the show because they like what you're saying?
I think so, or they want to get their words out to more people, or everybody has their own motivation. But yeah, like the Muggsy guy from Australia, he just messaged me out of the blue wanted to be on the show. So I was like, sure, why not?
Well, that's pretty cool. So in terms of your podcast, I want to say which one you like the best, but which one you put more work into in terms of like you have to do more to get it done?
Maybe, well, more mental work for the Soul Forge, basically just, what topic am I going to come up with? What am I actually going to say? What should I leave out? That kind of thing. So that's more mental. The Rusted Robot is more, I have to find all the, significant pop culture that have happened in the, like, who's been cast in what. What movie trailer came out? What celebrity died? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So and Soul Forge is shorter, so easier to edit. And I put more clips into Rusted Robots. So probably Rusted Robot more time consuming, but Soul Forge is more mentally exhausting.
Okay, that makes sense. So give me some more things about, let's go back into the Rusted Robot a little bit before we sign off here.
Okay.
What are some of the guests you want to have on the Rusted Robot? Since you, like I said, you like Star Trek.
Yeah.
So that, I'm quite sure you want to get one of the cast members on from Star Trek. So who would be that dream cast member to get on? Who's somebody you think is feasible to actually get on?
I would love to have Patrick Stewart, Captain Picard himself, on the show.
That's a good choice.
I don't see that ever happening, but have you ever heard of a guy named Larry Nemechek?
Okay, who's Larry Nemechek?
Okay, that's exactly what I get when people ask that question. He is basically on the periphery of Star Trek. He's written the companion. He's done lots of research. He hosts the Trek Files podcast. He was Dr. McCoy in the YouTube series Star Trek Continues.
Okay.
And he's been on the Rusted Robot 3 times. He's actually contacted me to be on the show. So I've had him.
That's cool.
He's like a C-level celebrity. He's an awesome guy. But people don't know him if not deep into the world of Star Trek.
Okay, I'm looking him up right now. Okay. Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
He is. He's awesome. I'd love to meet him. So Dr. Trek, he's been on the show. I had comic book artist Tina Grace on one of the early episodes.
That's also cool.
And a famous Canadian science fiction writer, my favorite writer of all, Robert J. Sawyer, was on an early episode.
Okay. That's awesome.
It was cool, but he was more full of himself.
Ah, okay. Well, you know. Definitely. So, any final thoughts before we sign off?
Listeners, find the podcast, subscribe, download, follow me on Twitter. Personally, I'm there at Darth Vaderloo. So that's Darth Vader with L-O-O on the end. That's a play on my last name, Vanderloo. So I do Vaderloo. What else? I'm at The Rusted Robot. I'm at Soul Forge Pod. Everything's on iTunes, Stitcher. TuneIn, I think, is still out there, maybe. Basically, wherever you find your podcasts, I'm there. And just check it out. Tell all your friends about us.
Definitely, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast, man. It's been an honor and awesome to have you on. We definitely got to have you back on again to talk more nerdy stuff and not get depressed.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you asked me. It's great to be on the show. This is fantastic.
Definitely glad you had a good time.
Well, I had a blast. Thank you.
Awesome. As always, Devilcock Experience, we are out. Peace.
Well, that was fun.
Definitely fun.
I'm Carly.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Sawyer.
And we're the hosts of What Are You Worried About? This is a podcast about irrational worries. We're not talking cancer or taxes or your inability to truly love your son. We're worried about things like
elevators,
megalodons,
being haunted,
smelling like shit,
unsecured loves,
hobo mascots,
and bones.
Bones?
Yeah, bones.
Oh, all
right. Check us out on iTunes, Google Play, or waywapod.com.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about
Don't
it.
Worry
Don't
about
even
it.
Worry about it. Except you probably should, though.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before. That's the note Jeremy wrote to me in my yearbook in the sixth grade. How'd you even know that?
Because it's from Geico.
Yeah, yeah, wait, here it is. Dear Luke, have a great summer. P.S. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Love, Jeremy.
Geico's had this tagline for years, because we help save people money.
So wait, you're saying Jeremy copied you? Yeah, that actually does sound like something the J-Man would do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, Geico makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.